Good morning. Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Samaya. How can I help you?
Hi, Samaya. My name is Jason. I'm with Bank of America's fraud department, and of course, this call is recorded and monitored. I have a customer on the line who's being charged by your company, and she's not sure if it's valid or not. Would you be able to help her?
I definitely would.
All right, Mrs. Twiggs, you can go ahead and speak directly with her.
Okay, there was a charge to my account that I'm unaware of.
Mm-hmm.
It was for $69, or which one was it? Either $69.97 or $59.97, and
okay.
There were two of those charges.
All right,
my
can you
name
provide
is
me?
Twiggs.
Can you provide me with
what
your zip
do you
code?
Need to know?
Your zip code?
12111210.
Okay, and your first and last name, please.
Brenda Twiggs, Twiggs, last name.
All right, Ms. Twiggs, thank you so much for that information. For security purposes, will you please provide me with your address?
25 Vandenberg Lane, Latham, New York. 25 Wait. Vandenberg Lane, Latham, New York.
All right, thank you so much for the information. So I do see here that you have the smartwatch with shipping assurance as well as the Melody watch in the Melody pods. No, you have the watch in the pods.
I did get that.
Yes, ma'am. So I do see in that watch it is designed to help with monitoring your health. It has a step advancement.
I understand that. I understand that. But what my understanding when I placed that order, it was in response to a virus, the coronavirus survey,
mm-hmm.
and what I had to pick up a gift, a prize, and I was to pay shipping, and
yes,
that
ma'am.
Was all that
and
I was to pay shipping.
Okay, and upon signing up for that product, do you recall confirming that you are 18 years and older and that you do agree to the terms and conditions for this product?
I don't recall doing that. I may have, but the big print said all I had to pay was shipping, that this was
yes,
a
ma'am.
Prize.
Yes, ma'am. So that's with that coronavirus survey, the only thing that they do pay for is the 14-day shipping and handling trial. And after that, okay, so with that 14-day trial, you do have to cancel the trial and return the product on or before the 14th day. If not, then that's when you are charged the full price for the product. But what I will do for you today, as a courtesy to those charges, I can provide you with a 35% refund of the $59.97 as well as the $69.97. Now, the account has been paid in full, so you will not receive any more charges to the account. It's not a monthly subscription or anything of that nature.
Okay, so you're going to refund me what?
I can refund you back a 35% of the $59.97 as well as the $69.97.
Okay, but now all of what you're telling me was not, that information was not visible or available when I placed that order.
Okay, so right before
it
you hit submit, when you enter your credit card information, again, there is a section where it does notify you of the terms and conditions. Of course, I'm not certain as far as what the survey actually says, of course, because we don't have access to the survey. But once you finish the survey and you do pick your prize, it does route you to our website where it notifies you of those terms and conditions.
I'm sorry, but I don't remember seeing that. Really, I do not remember seeing that.
Okay. And I definitely apologize for the inconvenience of this. So give me just a moment. I am going to go ahead and issue that refund back to you. Of the 34, it's $34.99 for the 54. I mean 59. And give me just a second. Let me calculate the $69.97 for you. Okay.
Okay.
Well, that was actually the 69. So let me do the 59. I'm sorry. So for the 59, it's going to be $20.98. And for the 69, it's going to be the $34.99.
Okay.
Bear me just a moment. And again, I definitely apologize for the inconvenience of that transaction, okay?
Yeah. But whomever is doing this, you know, I guess maybe I fell for a sucker line. You know, I
right.
know that there's a lot going on with this COVID vaccine, and, you know, the companies are trying to get information, blah, 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 blah,
right.
blah. And
right.
that was one of the reasons that I did this, to be a good citizen and, you know, contribute to them, you know, gathering information. And what they said was, all you have to do is pay the postage.
Yeah, and I definitely am going to notate that they should definitely have that more visible. They should have that more visible with the with that
the big
survey.
Print.
Yes, ma'am. Give me just a moment, okay? Let me
yeah.
go ahead and do your
All
refund
right.
as well as document that and send that suggestion into the person who initiated that survey for you, okay?
Okay.
Give me just a moment. I'm going to place you on a really brief hold.
Okay. Now, for a Bank America person, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, now, was that the Quality one or was that the JACK one?
That's both of them. They're a combination. They're both together.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay,
I kind of figured that.
I got two charges from the Quality.
One of the set of charges was declined. So one set was declined by the bank, and
okay.
then the other set was approved.
Okay, okay, okay. So, but the Quality. She's refunding me for both of them.
Mm-hmm.
But I got charged from Quality. $59.97, let's say, twice.
Right, but one of those was declined. You got two charges on the fourth, on the third, and then on the fourth. So on the third, they both tried, and it was declined. And then they tried again the next day, and for some reason, we let them through.
Okay. Okay. I'm still a little confused.
All right, Ms. Tweaks. I apologize for that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you guys for so patiently holding with me. So I did go ahead and issue those refunds back to you. And again, Ms. Tweaks, this is not a reoccurring transaction, so you do not have to cancel or anything of that nature. And with that refund, you are still able to keep that product as well, okay?
All right.
All righty. Well, Ms. Tweaks,
now hold it a minute. You issued me a credit. Now, does the guy at the bank, is he receiving that?
Yes, ma'am. So it does take It takes about 3 to 5 business days before that refund reflects into the account. However, we did go ahead and refund it back. And you should receive a text message and or email notifying you of that refund within 24 to 48 hours from now. Typically, the text message does
right.
come within a matter of minutes, though.
Okay, okay, super. Now, I'll say one good thing about this transaction. The products came quickly.
That's great. That's great, especially seeing as though there is a shortage with the mailing, the UPS, United States Postal Service, I'm sorry. So that's great that
yeah.
you did get it within within a timely manner. And again, I did notify
that
them.
That's a small concession.
Yes, ma'am.
In terms of the fact that I was charged for this and I did not realize that I was being charged.
Yes, ma'am, and I did notify them of that as well, okay?
All right. Okay.
All right, Ms. Tweaks, well, it was definitely my pleasure to assist you today, and I do want to thank you for calling
thank
into
you.
Customer service. You guys have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you. You too.